Texas 36th Annual Fringe Festival returns this month from September 3rd to 13th. Since 1990, Halifax Fringe has presented an accessible, unjuried, and uncensored festival showcasing local, national, and international artists. It includes theater, music, circus, dance, comedy, and more. Their goal is to create a space for all to freely express themselves through their art. The festival empowers their performers, welcoming difference in every way. This year, the festival will present a whopping 54 different shows, making it highly likely that there is something for everyone. They will be held in a variety of venues, like Stardust Bar and Kitchen, the Bus Stop Theater Co-op, and of course, Neptune Theater. New this year, the festival introduces Kids Fringe. On each Sunday afternoon of the festival, that's the 6th and the 13th, you can enjoy a free and family-friendly afternoon at the Paulo Regan Hall in the Halifax Central Library. This is supported by the Canada Council for the Arts, Halifax Public Libraries, and the IWK Foundation. I was quite curious to find out more about these amazing shows and got the opportunity to speak about two. First, I spoke with Kareem Tufaha about his comedy show, Seen Worse.
Sure. So Seen Worse is a stand-up comedy show. I've been prepping for around 6 months now, I think. It all started, I believe, in May. I did a show at the Bus Stop Theater, and it was the first time I wrote down like a 30-minute set and was basically talking about my story. And from there, I was able to edit and review, and thankfully, we had a really good show at the time. I did a show. It was myself and then Catherine Robertson and Rachel Rooker. They also helped me do the show. And from there, Rachel actually gave me the idea of Fringe. She said, well, have you heard of Fringe Festival? And I looked it up, and it genuinely aligned with everything I was looking for. And so I applied. I put in my application. And I'm really glad to have the colleagues that are going to be with me. I have Stu Anthony. I have a lot of... I'm really thankful for Stu. He was the person that allowed me to be on stage for the first time. And coming up to Fringe, I loved to give back to the community. Whoever helped me also, like, just thank you, give you the flowers. I have Stu Anthony with me, Robin Lindsay, Sharon McCormack, and Sam Bartle. So coming up to Seen Worse, it's a show, basically, it's a stand-up comedy show where I'm talking about my story as a Lebanese living abroad, just the things that we face in general as immigrants, not necessarily as Lebanese. But similarities, differences to what people would expect and the reality.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. What has been your favorite part of putting this whole show together?
My favorite part, honestly, between all this hasn't come up yet. It's usually post-performance reviews from people. So I've done a few performances. I've done some out of province. I did one in New Brunswick. I had a small performance over there. And the message that I usually get from people after I finish a performance is all I'm looking for, is the gift. And so when, for example, when I finished and people came up to me, even though it's a different province and I wasn't sure will they be able to relate or not, because it's the first time for me, I'm performing outside of Nova Scotia in general. And people came up to me and said, we resonated with everything you were saying. These are things that we go through day to day. And thank you so much for sharing your stories. And it was just, they said, like, they had a really good time. And that's why I'm doing this.
So what does it mean to you specifically to get to showcase your work at a large scale event like Fringe Fest?
It is definitely an honor to begin with. This September, I think tomorrow starts September. So it would be my 1 year doing comedy.
Oh.
So if you ask me within a year span, would you have done your own show, coming up three shows in Fringe, performances out of town and out of province, having this amount of material, I would have probably said you're insane. But looking at the reality of it, I know.
I mean, wouldn't we all though?
I definitely agree. And honestly, just being here is an immense, it shows that the dedication of work I've been putting into this, thankfully, is translating. And obviously, as I said, the aim is for people to laugh, but also the aim is for people to relate.
What are you hoping that the people that come to see your show get out of it?
I would love for people to just, first of all, have a good time. Mm-hmm. I always advertise mention the fact that I'm much more of a clean comic in a sense of the things that I talk about are your day-to-day struggles. Mm-hmm. I would love like a family to come over and just have a good time and enjoy a night out. Going back to what you were asking me, what I would like them to get out of this is just basically that we all have the same struggles in life. And we as Lebanese, we always laugh at our unfortunate situations, because if you don't laugh at it, you cry. And it just gives people a different look at like, okay, you know, we have all these things going on, but okay, I have the time to maybe think about the problems, but I also might have a second to look at the bright side of things and maybe get a laugh out of this.
Yeah, well, that was all the questions I kind of had prepared to chat about today. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else before I wrap up that you would like to share with us today?
I wanted to thank you, first of all, for having me again.
Of course.
I'm basically just everything we spoke about. I'm really thankful for the opportunity, whether here and Fringe in general. I think I'm really eager to see what's next as well, going beyond Fringe. I still haven't set the next goal for next year, but obviously I will build on from Seen Worse, and then hopefully we maybe see even worse from then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see even what happens then. So that is all for me.
I then had the pleasure of chatting with Stephen Morton on his dynamic piece, Drag Me to the Opera.
Amazing. Can you tell me a little bit about what your show is about?
Yeah, so Drag Me to the Opera tells my story as a singer through soprano arias, which are usually intended for women. So I perform the show in drag, and I explain why I do that in the show. And it just follows my journey of kind of ups and downs and questions about whether I can actually pursue this, you know, being an opera singer.
I love that. Yeah. What's been your favorite part of putting the whole thing together?
It's been a challenge to like create the costumes. I think that's been a really fun part. Also learning to style wigs, because I styled all my own wigs. So that's been a fun and challenging part of it. But I mean, I guess like the fun of it is I just love singing.
Mm-hmm. How long have you performed?
So, I mean, my very first role was as a tree in Little Red Riding Hood in grade one. But I started doing musical theater when I was 17 in grade 12. And then I didn't start my studies at university for music till age 23. Okay. And I tell a little bit of that story in the show. But I've been performing this show specifically since 2021.
Oh, wow. So what does it mean for you specifically to get to showcase your work at a big, large-scale event like Fringe Fest?
It's an exciting opportunity to connect with other artists and to... I always enjoy, you know, being able to visit with people after the show and hear how this show has affected them or how they've enjoyed it. I've performed at big festivals and small festivals. Like I just finished doing a new show at the Edmonton Fringe, and I've done Drag Me to the Opera twice in Edmonton. But then I also performed last summer with Drag Me to the Opera in the Island Fringe Festival in Charlottetown, where there were only 8 shows. So it's just exciting to connect with people and to have people enjoy the art that I'm creating.
Yeah, I bet. What do you hope the people attending get out of your performance?
I always hope that my art is entertaining, number one, and then inspiring, a little educational. Inspiring is kind of the main thing, is I hope people walk away feeling a renewed joy and zest for their own life. My tagline for the show is, can I plausibly pursue this? And I have it like on stickers that people can take away at the end. And I remember one time performing the show actually here in Calgary, and it was someone who was an engineer, and she's like, I'm taking a handful of this for all my colleagues. Because I think that question that I had about whether I could plausibly pursue this music career or this performance career is really relatable. So even engineers can walk away from this drag opera show feeling inspired.
I love that.
And this is only two of the multitude of performances available at this festival. It offers a fun way to support local arts and artists, and an exciting night out at the theater. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.